You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Surprising matter here is that we see through the whole Torah, it has been emphasized and also warned that who does the war, who goes to the war for us? Who? What are you thinking?
Hashem.
Hashem, Hazak Baruch. Why, you're not awake yet? How do we know? How do we know? What does it emphasize?
It's very obvious.
No, there's nothing obvious. You have to have source. In Judaism, you don't use your logic. We keep repeating this matter on a daily basis. Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shamo. Remember this pasuk? Yeah? It says Adonai ish milchama, Adonai shamo. Right? What does that mean? That Hashem is a warrior. So now the puzzling matter here is that we are told, Zachor et Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. And then we are commanded that you have to go to the war and you have to erase the name of Amalek. And then don't forget what happened to you. I thought you're going to do the war. So how come you commanding me? You understand?
Yes.
Isn't that surprising? You don't look surprised.
Hashem wants us to get the mitzvah.
How about the other wars we don't get the mitzvah? Only this one?
This one, yes. Why?
Why only this one? Why only this one? We have lots of enemies that attacked us in many, many occasions. So what's the difference that at what timing, what location you've been attacked? We had Og, we had Sanherib, we had Nebuchadnezzar. We had so many enemies all over. You know, the Edom, they attacked us. We had so many enemies, you know. Midianim, you know. So now here, let's figure out who was Amalek. Where did Amalek came about?
Esav? Yes.
You mean from son of Esau? Yes? Yeah. What was his name?
Eliezer.
No.
That's from Lot.
No. Who was the son of Esau?
Eliphaz.
Chazak Baruch. And how did Amalek came about from Eliphaz? Ah, so he had to get married, obviously.
Yes.
Who did he get married to? Yeah, Timna. So who was Timna?
She was the woman that had Abraham, Avinu, Safarinu, and Yaakov Avinu.
No, that's the next question. No, we asked who was Timna? Right, Timna was the daughter of the general of the Chori. We had the Alufei HaChori, Seir HaChori. This is on chapter 36, Pasuk 22. You can look it up. So Eliphaz married this lady, Timna. So now, what's the background of the Timna? What was it? Okay.
And then he saw Rabinu and Yaakov, none of them were married.
Why? Why they want to marry her?
Because she wasn't kosher at all.
Kosher? What do you mean kosher? What is it to be kosher? You get married and that's it?
No.
I'm sorry? What do you mean? So what? You know, the same thing with all the mahot. But Rachel imenu, Leah imenu, you know, how did Yaakov Avinu marry? Sarah imenu. No, it's from Seir. It's Seir Achori. No.
It was from one of the Taif men, I forgot the name, and we were not allowed to marry them.
No, that was not the reason. No, as far as she became suitable to get married to Avot HaKadoshim, that was not the problem. But here there's a point that they noticed, but first of all, we see a very interesting thing, that her wish was to marry the Avot HaKadoshim, and that's very interesting. Like, let's say, we see Hagar came along with Abraham and Sarai Imenu, and in the end, married Avraham Avinu. So now here, the Timna, she has such an urge, and she realized that Avot HaKedoshim, no, they're different. And she wanted to marry them. She wanted to be part of them.
Yes.
But why? Why she wanted to be...
having some child from them.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. But why? Why? Why she wanted to marry them?
Part of us.
Part of us?
Yeah.
Understand, but why she picked Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov?
And they were rich.
Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom.
Chesed.
Why did Hagar came with Avraham Avinu? He says, Rashi HaKadosh brings a Hagar when she noticed that how holy Abraham and Sarah are, because she noticed all the miracles that took place in the palace of her father. So she said, it's better for me to become a maiden, a kanis for Avraham Avinu, and would not be a princess in the palace of my father. That's what she said. So now your sister Timna also wanted to be part of this holiness. But Abraham, Yaakov, Shalom, they noticed a very interesting shortcoming. And what was her shortcoming? You cannot forget, it's asur to forget. Why they rejected her?
Because she wasn't willing to give up the idol worship.
No, that was not the reason. Mm-hmm. No. Why? Say? No, Amalek comes later. She's not yet, you know. Why she was rejected? Sorry? So now here, Midrash says that they all notice that she has no manner. She has no derech eretz. She has no tarbiyat. So now, here we see that her being part of the heritage of Abraham, Yaakov, and Alam Shalom, the main ingredient that was required, that means if she had manners, so then she was part of us. But she was rejected because they noticed that she doesn't have any manners. So now, she has such an urge. So when she realized that Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, they're not interested, and she was rejected, so what did she do?
She wanted to get into marriage.
What does she do?
She tried to go to the best man, the next best thing, the
oldest one. So who did she pick? Here's an interesting point. She didn't give up. It's a very, very keen point. She didn't give up. She wanted so bad, so she said, okay, you know, they don't accept me. You know, I'm going to find it a different way. And she did. She did. She went, you know, she went around and picked the same family. She searched. And who did she pick?
The son of Esau.
What difference does it make? If I cannot marry Abraham, Salam, Yaakov, so now I'm going to marry the grandson. So what difference does it make? And she did. So now here is a very interesting mixture. So now... Not all of him. Not all of him.
Huh?
No, not all of him. One by one, she went and she was rejected. The first she went to Avraham Avinu. Then she was not accepted. She went to Yitzchak. It was not accepted. And then... No, why? What difference does it make? The age is not the... is the issue here. No, she wasn't. As we explained, no, if she's willing to join the heritage of Abraham Sarah Yaakov, that was not her intention. She realized that what a special nation Am Yisrael. So now, here you see the combination is very interesting. So we have Eliphaz, that is son of Esau, and was told by his father, go kill your uncle. Yeah. So what did he say?
Okay.
Hineni, no problem. To kill your uncle, why not? I mean, in the end, he was convinced because he realized that there's another way to kill somebody, no, to get his money away. But he accepted it to do it. So now here we see, on another hand, she was matched by a lady that exactly just like the husband-to-be and the father-in-law, the son, that also he's after Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom to kill him. And not only that, he's a... expert in to lie and do terrible things. So they did the mixture, though it's a great thing. So the match was taking place, and the outcome was what was the outcome? The outcome came about very, very scary thing. The combination of this match, what it brought, that you're permitted to do anything and you don't need any reasoning. Just to destroy, wipe out, and you are free to do this. So now here Amalek, actually we see through the history of the creation is not controllable. There's no framework. Attacks, runs after, destroys. An interesting thing here is that nobody can control it. Like, let's say what happened in Germany. How could it be that such a thing take place in the world and nobody stay quiet? How could be such a thing? And not only that, As you heard, many, many Jews were just about to land in America at that time. And what happened? They were sent them back. They were sent them back. So Amalek has such a force. That means he's able to do anything he wished to do. So now here, we go back to our question. Here, we are commanded that this war is up to us. So Hashem says, I'm not going to get involved. You have to go to the war on your own. Zachor et asher asalcha Amalek, no. Timcheh zecher Amalek, lo tishkach. It's you. What do you mean, it's me? Why I have to do the war?
Because every time he comes after us, it's because we are doing wrong. It's the stick that's always coming to us.
Ah, very interesting. So now, who created the stick? Who gave him the stick?
Yaakov Avinu.
Who?
Yaakov Avinu.
Yaakov?
Yes.
Yaakov gave?
Yes.
Yaakov gave the stick to Esav?
Yes.
Yeah? What does it say, such a thing?
He said, when he goes out of his way, you are allowed to punish him.
Yaakov?
Yes.
Oh, you mean Yitzhak, maybe?
Yitzhak, yeah.
Ah. So now Yitzhak Avinu, as you recall, when Esav came in and he realized that the blessing was taken away, right? He's given to his brother, so now he starts crying. So Yitzhak Avinu gave him a task. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you duty. Uparachta et ulo me'al savarecha. So he said, Yitzhak Avinu told him, you know, you're going to be the detector. Yeah. That anytime that Yaakov Avinu and his children, they go out of the path, so then you'll be on their head. So what did Hitler and Machshemo Vezichro do? What did he do?
When?
After what? No, what did he do? When he came against us, what did he do?
He put us in the chamber.
No. You know what he did? Exactly what Yitzhak Avinu asked him to do. He took us out of the places that we're not supposed to be. That's what he did. That's what Hitler, Yimach Shmo, is supposed to do. What did Haman do? We appear the place that we're not supposed to appear. In the palace of Ahasuerus, and Mordechai told us, don't go. So then nine years later, after he warned us, then Haman came and says, ay, where did you go? Why did you go there? Why? How come you listen to Mordechai? So Haman came and punished us because we were not supposed to go to the place that we were supposed to go. But why? Why? See, it's very interesting. Amalek is a symbol of lack of manners. So he knows when we don't have manners. So now he comes after us when we're not behaving. So the match that took place between Eliphaz and Timnah is a detector. They're a detective, actually. Yeah. To find us anytime that we show the lack of the manners, they come after us and punish us.
What do you mean by manners?
Huh?
When you say manners, what is manners?
Manners means you tell the kid sit down, he's supposed to sit down. You tell him to go to sleep, he has to go to sleep. I'm sorry?
Because of this kind of thing, I'm going to come because.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you don't listen to the authority, or you do something that the authority is not there. And keep you screaming and this and for what? Because you don't have manners.
Maybe
Like Hashem always do that. It's not the main thing.
No. That's a misunderstanding. Hashem gave us the stubbornness that will be stubborn to do the mitzvot and the Torah. We're not given this quality to be stubborn against one another or to misbehave. The kesher of means, like let's say, I give you an example. Chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas, somebody's not feeling well. So now you call the paramedic. The ambulance came, right? So now he comes and then checks you, you know, as far as blood pressure and fever, and says you have to take to the hospital. She said, no, I want to stay here. I want to consult with my doctor. What is he going to tell you? He's going to listen to you?
No.
Why is he going to listen to you?
But he,
who has the right, him or you? This is my life. I don't want to go. Huh? He's going to listen to you?
No.
So he's Kishe Oref. Why is he Kishe Oref? He's Kishe Oref. Why? Because you have to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing. So that means the quality that is given to you, not Chas v'Shalom, to be destructive and to be rude to other people and then turn your back to other people and to be misappreciative. No. Hashem gave us this quality for the doing good thing, like a paramedic, like the ambulance. He's going to take you. Why? Because he knows you don't know what you're talking about. You have fever. You don't know what you're talking about. And that's what exactly the task of the Amalek came about. He catches us when we misbehave. Yeah. And that's why this war is up to us. Because you cannot expect the Ribono Shel Olam to make you a good mannered person. That's impossible. You have to learn how to behave. How to be polite, how to be appreciative, how to talk nice, how to respect other people. That's not up to Ribono Shel Olam. So this match came about to catch you. Behave. Where is your manner? Where is your adab? Where is your tarbiyat? And that's what the Amalek is all about. Hashem is like, that will not be needing Amalek.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.